La police, on s'amuse, les riches et les fascistes.
Howdy there. Why are you out here today? I'll help you.
Oh, I'm out here. I'd like to punch Bush in the nose.
You'd like to punch Bush in the nose? You know, he's here. He's out and about somewhere.
Huh?
He's here.
No, they can't get a plane here. You got to come in by helicopter, right?
He's got to come in by helicopter?
Yeah, because they ain't got an airport big enough here. But for my plane. That's my plane.
That's your
plane? They don't understand that. I'm from the United States.
Where are you from?
I'm from Boston, Mass.
Boston, Mass. What brought you out here today?
Well, every time I see my organization, it's the National Action Committee. Every time Bush goes somewhere, we'll be there to challenge him. It's nothing but a killer. That's all he is. A serial killer.
So that's Bush all
he
does.
And he killed black people. This is what I'm up here for. And besides, took all the black votes in Miami and threw them in the trash. And that didn't happen only in Miami. It happened all over the United States. In my hometown of Boston, I saw it firsthand where my brother was voting for 25 years. All of a sudden, his name is not on the voting list during this old raggedy election.
Well, part of the requirement for getting into the free trade of area of the Americas is to have a democratically elected leader. And you're saying that Bush is not democratically elected?
Well, I was in Cuba when all this was happening at an international conference there. All people all over the world was making a last stock, making a last shot out of America. They told me I wanted to stay in Cuba. They said, no, go back in America. And you in the belly of the beast, so you can rot him out from the inside. So he won't. One thing Castro told me, he said, all these other countries like Russia, and they all, when IMF come knocked on the door, he put a not home, nobody home sign on it. Because they know if you give him all that money, what's next? So they can say he's a dictator, he's a butcher, or whatever you want. He's for his people. And that's me. I've been for my people ever since I came out of high school in 1955 in the racist southern state. Oh, you may get run over. Come on.
You said that you're out here because of Bush, and you go wherever Bush goes, but... What's
because
your...
he's gonna kill my brother Mamiya. I mean, you know he waiting for that. Kill Shaka Sankofa just so he can get the Republican vote. You know what I mean? So he's gonna try to kill Mamiya. We're going to Philadelphia May the 15th, and we're gonna have an encampment there, man. And we're gonna be there for 4 days to say to this system. That the death penalty gotta go. This is what we say. This is what you call democracy out here in the street. You can see it. We're out here having a nice time. We're not bombing anybody. We just want to let our voice be heard, you know, around the world. That we don't want this free trade. We don't want that. The companies here going down south. Going down south. I gotta. Oh, that's food. I don't want our tax dollars going down south where they can explore the people down south. You know what I mean? In Haiti they make baseballs in Haiti and all kind of clubs. They cut back and they give a lady $30 a month and they come back and pay the ball players millions of dollars. I mean, they just run over with money, you know what I mean? That's my complaint. I'm just complaining all over the place, huh?
Yeah, well, I think it's right, because you're not allowed to complain on the inside, so you got to complain out here in the streets.
Oh, I got to hit the streets. I don't want to sit in the house and moan and groan.
When you were talking about the effects of free trade, going down south,
right,
and doing things in Haiti and stuff like
right.
that, one of the things that I was thinking about is how... One of the things that I was thinking about is how this FTAA expansion is just a demonstration of racism and
globalization. Sure, racism, right, right. And Mamiya, my man, he spoke on that. He just got it, came out with a statement on that, you know. And so it's an ongoing thing. It's an ongoing thing. I say, tear down the system. Tear down the system.
All right, hey, thanks a lot. You have a good time out here today, all right?
Hey, come here. Well, I want to talk a little bit about the hospitality, Canadian hospitality. I come from Boston, and we got a van of 10 people was on the van. And when we got to the checkpoint, the Canadian border, I told them, I said, watch, when I get ready to go to checkpoint, they're not going to let me go, right? Sure enough, we got in the place, we sit down, they come by and ask everybody, say, do you have a record? So a couple of guys say, okay, yeah, we have a record. I say, okay, I got a record too. Okay. 5 minutes later, they came back and say, Mr. Trainum, we want to speak to you in the office. I looked at all my friends and they all started laughing. They take me in the back. They searched me down. They kept me for 25 minutes saying that you can't go through the checkpoint because I got a 1960 conviction. And you ain't black if you don't have a conviction. And these days, they are pinned on you or whatever, you know. So when I got in there, she said, you got to go back because we're not going to let you over the border. And then she came up with an idea, say, if you got $200, we'll let you over the border. This is what she said. I say, what? She said, if you got $200, we'll let you over the border. I said, well, I got $105. Can we sell for that? She said, no, we can't sell for that. So I said, okay, you can go. Say, you can't go. So she said, who's driving the van? I said, this other girl is driving the van. And she told him that she was driving the van. She talked to him and came back, and I had to pay $130 to get through checkpoint.
Did they tell you what that $130 was for?
She read off a whole lot of stuff, you know, like, you know.
Did you understand any of it?
No, I didn't. Yeah. No, I didn't.
Did you complain to them at all?
I did. I complained. I'm like, what is this? What is this? They told me that you go to Canada, and they gave me a piece of paper and told me if you get in trouble, you're going to jail. If you don't bring your piece of paper back here when you come back across the border, we're going to have a warrant for your arrest in the United States. So it was a racist ass, you know. That's what it is. That's that old Canadian hospitality I just told you about.
Yeah.
Some hospitality, huh?
Yeah. So are you going to be coming back to Canada anytime soon?
Oh, I ain't scared of them.
You ain't scared of them?
No, I'm scared of jail. If they put me in jail, I go in jail and organize in jail.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Okay, well, you'll see me tomorrow, okay?
You're heading left, you're heading towards the green zone. It's on Rue Saint-Jean and Lille Ferry, or for Anglophones, Rue Saint-Jean and Lillot Fleury. Okay? Those are the green zones where there's a minimal amount of risk. It's a street party. It's away from the perimeter. If you're heading straight, you're heading towards the perimeter. It's your choice.
Did you hear the announcement right there? Did you hear the announcement?
Somebody else said to me that this is green zone that way, and there's some violence that way, so we're just waiting for some of our people to catch up with us to decide which way to go.
So there's different zones today?
Yeah, there's red, yellow, and green. Red is the most dangerous.
Yeah.
And green is relatively peaceful.
So it's kind of like stoplights.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so yellow's in between?
Yeah. I have a letter, actually, newspaper, yeah, if you want to look at it.
Why?
Okay.
So what do you think about these zones? Is it, I mean, is this a way to do a protest?
Well, it allows people to get informed and make choices, whether they, we know what we're getting into, and we get to decide how active you want to be.
Yeah. Have you been to a protest that's been organized like this before with different zones?
No, actually. Yeah.
And have you been to demonstrations before?
No, this is my first one.
This is your first one?
Yeah.
So I guess it's pretty interesting for you to be your first one and then to have a choice in the demonstration as well.
Well, it seems very organized, actually. We've been given a lot of information before we came. I think most of us know what's going on and why we're here. And
where were you coming from?
I'm from Toronto.
From Toronto?
Yes.
And what brought you all the way here to Quebec City today?
I'm very concerned about a lot of the things that might be happening or things that have already happened because of the free trade zone. And I'm here to take my stand.
So when you talk about things that have already happened with the free trade zone, you mean like NAFTA and the impacts?
Yeah, and we're very, very concerned about corporations having more rights than the average person, having rights to sue governments when the governments are looking out for our interests. We're very concerned about privatizing of services such as education and our water, healthcare, and I mean, there's just so much. I feel like I don't know enough, but.
And with the average citizen, do you think that, I mean, a lot of people have talked about this, corporations having more power than people. Do you think that resonates with people who aren't necessarily out here in the streets today?
I think definitely people who find out about it, definitely people I've spoken to that are informed, yes. And a lot of people, I find that information about this isn't presented or isn't easily accessible to people, and the news media doesn't always present what's going on, or they're very selective in terms of what they present. So, but with people who I've spoken to who are informed, they're very concerned, even when they're not here.
Are you going to go back and share your experience here in the streets today with people back there?
Oh, definitely.
And did you let people know that you were coming? Did you tell your friends and family?
Oh, yes, we did fundraising. I spoke with my family, I spoke with my friends, and everybody from our college is very supportive.
Yeah. And did it take a lot to get them, you know, on your side about this issue? Or was it, all you had to say was, this is going to give more rights to corporations, and they were like, oh, we totally support you?
I think most of them were concerned in the beginning because they've heard so much about the security measures, and they're like, oh, we don't want you to get hurt, don't go. But when I talked to them about why I'm here and I explained to them why I believe in what I'm doing, then most of them were supportive.
All right, well, good luck to you today.
Thank you very much.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you tell me why you're carrying that flag today?
This flag is part of the International Action Center, and it's a flag of Che Guevara.
And why did you choose to carry that one? I mean, I see everybody has lots of different kinds of flags.
Well, I didn't choose. This is the only one left.
That was the only one left?
Yes.
Do you feel like that's not the one that you really want to carry, or do you like carrying that one?
It's fine.
It's fine? And what do you think about all the people that have showed up here today?
I think it's positive. I think it's a good thing.
Did you come from New York?
No.
Which place?
I came from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania? And why drive all through the night or whenever to come to Quebec City on this day?
Well, I think it's important that people get the message of what the Free Trade Agreement of the Americas is all about, and that they demonstrate and show their solidarity in this movement.
That they demonstrate and show their solidarity. You're walking towards the red zone right now. Are you aware of that?
I'm aware of that.
And how do you feel about the different zones here today?
I feel that they're necessary because different people are willing to go to different lengths to protest. And without these different zones, it would be a lot more difficult for people to protest peacefully.
What do you think about the CLAC and CASA and their diversity of tactics and standing in solidarity with anyone that's demonstrating here today no matter what tactics they choose.
Could you say that first part again?
Well, Clack and CASA have a policy of diversity of tactics, and they want to stand in solidarity with anyone who's protesting the FTAA, no matter what tactics they use. Do you agree with that, standing in solidarity?
I don't have any comment.
Yeah. Were you aware of that, diversity of tactics? And
I was aware of it. I don't have any comment on that.
Yeah. What do you feel about coming to a demonstration and having a choice like this?
Like I said, I think it's good for people to voice their opinions. And in society, I think that's lacking for the most part. People are very, apathetic in most cases. Or they're just unaware.
Apathetic or unaware. And how can we get them out here, like yourself?
Well, through different organizations like the International Action Center and through the internet and word of mouth, people are learning a little bit, and I think they want to be able to express themselves. This is my first demonstration.
And how do you feel about it so far?
I'm having a good time.
There was
far.
A big smile there that nobody out there in Radio Land can see.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Positive energy. All right, well, keep it up, man.
Thank you.
Describe what you see right now. What are you looking at right there?
I don't know. Some people are showing that United States are literally fucking people over. They're fucking the world. And they just doing it in a creative way. And, like, people are applauding for that because, you know, people are tired of seeing windows being broken and police officers being ran at. They're tired of seeing pepper spray and gases. So this is a creative way of showing your position.
You think people would rather see, like, on the news how America is fucking the planet rather than, like, seeing windows smashed and things like that?
Well, actually, that's the problem with the media concentration. But as far as I'm concerned, People have to know the truth, and the mass media are not doing it because the government is telling them what to do, or corporations, so it all winds up to be the same thing.
How do you think America's fucking the planet?
Well, they're the biggest, like, commercial force. They got the power, so everybody's following them. And when you follow someone, you don't have the control. So if you don't have the control, you're getting fucked. Sorry for my language.
That's okay. I mean, that's what the sign says, right? I mean, they've got a huge... It looks like a penis, but it's actually decorated like an American flag, and it's fucking the earth right now.
Yeah, well, it's fucking the earth, and people have to understand that. I hope the news will show this tonight. But maybe it's too insulting for them, so you'll probably never see that on the news. But I hope some people are going to take some pictures.
Well, hopefully people will come out here and see it, you know? Like, when they hear that there's this much creativity at this protest, it'll actually draw their attention and get them down here.
Well, I estimate there are, like, about 6,000 people here. So about 3,000 of them will see that sign. It's in the middle of the street, and that's where people will see it the most.
All right, excellent. I gotta run. They're pulling the perimeter down, man. They're pulling it down. There's a long rope tied to the perimeter, and they're pulling it over. Hey, what do you have your hand on there? Excuse me, can you tell me, what are we standing on right here?
I don't speak English.
Okay.
What?
What are we standing on right here?
I don't speak English.
Okay. Yeah! Can you tell me, what are we standing on right here?
What?
What are we standing on?
On some kind of barrier, I don't know.
Okay.
Pick it up!
Get off. Get off.
Organized effort to try to do that. Here comes the police.
Hey, I got him.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, what media are you working with?
Pardon me, I'm with the International Socialist Review.
What do you see happening up here?
What I see happening is a lot of people who are disgusted with the way this city has been completely shut down, taken away from them, and that the federal government is going to foot the bill of some $33 to $38 million to protect heads of states who are enriching themselves and their rich pals in their own country. And people are saying enough's enough. And the basic initial starting point is to say we have a right to demonstrate in our own streets to say what we feel.
And what are people standing on right there? They're standing on...
What they're standing on there is the gate that was meant to keep the people of Quebec out of the city of Quebec. The workers of Quebec, those who came up to show solidarity with the workers of Canada, and those who are set to suffer from a free trade agreement.
All right, thanks a lot. Good luck to you today.
But panic! Go! 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 Go!
Excuse me, can you tell me why people are saying that right now?
I don't know.
Frank,
why?
You can tell the...
Can you tell me why people are saying solidarity right now?
Ah, je vais le dire en français, c'est correct?
No, I don't speak French.
Okay, désolé. Désolé. Okay.
Excuse me, why are you saying that right now?
What?
Why are you saying that right now?
For the human rights, for the education, for all. Sorry, I don't speak English.
No, that sounds very good. So you're doing it for human rights and everything. And what about the people's action here today? They just brought the fence down.
Sorry, I don't understand what you said.
What was that last comment?
I said my mama's gonna make me proud.
Why?
So I'm working it.
You're working it?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What are you working out here for today?
Actually, I stand up for a lot of indigenous issues, but what I'm more concerned with is humanity as a whole.
So were you at the Akwa Sosni action on
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah? And what did you think about that, how it went down?
It went down except for the participation of the government. They choose to always deal with these issues with violence and police action.
Like what we see right now, we have this huge perimeter in front
of us. Exactly.
But it looks like we've got a little people action on the perimeter.
Well, it is people standing up for what they fundamentally believe is right, and the scores of people that come from all over North America can't be wrong.
They can't be wrong. Where are you coming from?
Burnt Church, New Brunswick.
Yeah, and are you representing any people here today? Did you tell your friends?
Just me and my children.
You and your children? How many children do you have?
Two.
And do they know about free trade area of the Americas?
Well, they do know about oppression from colonialism, and that's how they know it as. So.
And it's the same thing? Is that how you see it?
Well, yeah, it is the same thing. It's putting the almighty dollar ahead of the balance of the earth, and it's just wrong.
So we're at a critical point in the Earth's existence?
Well, there's only so much the mother can tolerate. Its children suckling and biting and tearing at her. She'll eventually die. So.
There's a smoke. There
you go. All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Go, go!
No, I haven't.
Hi, Carol?
Sorry.
Out here today.
Uh-huh.
You think it's pretty appropriate? I mean, this is like, what, a $34 million security effort?
Then it's going back to them.
Well, I think that peaceful demonstrations would be great. This might attract more attention by the media and then get the message through, unfortunately. But tomorrow there's going to be a huge peaceful demonstration. We should be there, too.
Tomorrow there's going to be a huge peaceful demonstration. I think a lot of these people will probably be coming for that.
If they're not arrested.
If they're not arrested. So you would rather not see the fences taken down? You'd rather
see it
stay
up? I think
up?
The fence is all right. They can take it down. But the thing is, starting to throw things at the police is going to might be start compromising other people's security. So we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like the police are re-maintaining their boundary.
Yeah.
They're stepping forward now.
Mm-hmm.
As someone who's out here protesting against the free trade area of the Americas, This massive security force and the security perimeter didn't make you kind of fearful for coming down here today?
Curiosity, I guess, goes over fear. I have a scarf, I have a little bit of vinegar in case the tear gas starts falling, and I want to be part of this moment. I think it's historic, too.
You want to be part of this moment? And in terms of the free trade area of America and security, do you think those go hand in hand? Like, you can't have free trade without massive security like this?
I think they go together because people see that the harm that free trade is doing, and they're going to oppose it. More and more people, I think. So this is the true face, maybe, of trying to implement it.
So this kind of security effort goes along with implementation of free trade?
I think that's what it's going to be doing, yeah.
That's what it's going to be doing. And so you expect to see more stuff like this in the future if the free trade area of the Americas goes through?
Yeah, but these summits happen every once in a while, not all the time. So I'm going to be going because I'm going to try to put some vinegar on my handkerchief because the tear gas has started.
All right, thanks a lot. Okay, we've got a lot of people running away from the cops now because the tear gas has started. And so we're kind of like right here on the front lines with the police advancing and firing off tear gas as they go. I've got a bandana with goggles and somewhat protected from the tear gas. Not completely. It is a little choked up. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
How are you doing?
Fine. Yeah.
So you're able to maintain your protest out here even with the tear gas?
It's not bothering me yet.
Yeah? And in terms of coming out here and protesting the free trade area of the Americas? Did you expect this show of force by the police?
Pretty much, yeah.
And so how did you prepare yourself for this today?
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
It's all right.
I just went to legal training. I went to medical training, and here I am.
You went to a medical training, and so how did you learn how to protect yourself out here in the streets?
Did you go to medical training?
No, not me.
Oh, you should have.
I should have. Why?
Because they use tear gas and pepper spray and all these kinds of non-lethal weapons.
They use non-lethal weapons?
Do you think
this is part of their enforcement of free trade? Do you think this is a part? People are ripping up the sidewalk by us here.
Yeah, they are.
Do you think this is a part of the enforcement of free trade? Like, this is what it takes?
Sure, they're just pawns of the government, that's all. And this, the corporations, government's a pawn of the corporations, and they're a pawn of the government, so.
Yeah. Yeah, they keep firing off that tear gas, but it kind of looks like it keeps blowing back in their direction.
Yeah, they're not bothered, though.
They've got the gas mask.
Yep.
We're the ones stuck with the bandanas.
Exactly.
All right, thanks a lot. You have a good day today.
You too.